Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
This is Lock and Load, joined now by student, the professor from the Student of the Gun, that being Dr. Paul Markle. New book out, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. We're going to talk about that. I got an advanced copy of that. We're going to talk about that later after it goes live. Although I was recounting to Paul the sad story of me wanting to replenish my 300 blackout ammunition after I shot a few rounds of it in the truck gun, and what I'm doing now. Tell me the story you were about to tell me. And I said, well, let's hear about this on the air. Let's go.
Oh, well, the 300 blackout, I remember when everybody was wetting their pampers over that about 10, 11 years ago. Everyone's like, oh, man, this is it. This is it. This is going to replace the 5.56. And I was like, I've heard that story before. I've heard that, quote, this is going to replace the 5.56 story before.
Right.
But everybody was like, oh, no, you were saying you can do a supersonic or subsonic and shoot it from the suppress, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I got to looking at it. When I found out, I was like, that's the 300 Whisper that J.D. Jones of SSK, J.D. Jones of Ohio, SSK hand cannons, old handgun hunting dude from way back, used to write an art. He wrote a column for American Handgunner back in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, I actually had a few phone conversations with him. I wouldn't say we're friends, but we're acquaintances, you know.
Right.
He invented that. He designed it. He took a Lake City 5.56 brass and opened it up to 30 caliber and put a big old 30 caliber bullet in there and ran it, you know, below 1,000 feet per second, shot it through suppressed ARs and super quiet. Well, then, you know, and he did that, and they just kind of flew under the radar. And then AAC partnered with somebody. I can't remember if it was Remington or who they partnered with, but they came up with that, and they're like, it's a 300 blackout, and it's the new hotness. And I said, yeah, it was the new hotness when it was the 300 Whisper, when J.D. Jones invented it. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, look at the bullets. The bullet is either 120-some grains or 180 or 200 grain. And then you've got the 5.56, which is either 55, 62, 65, 77. So you can get from, you know, apples to apples, oranges to oranges, you get twice as many bullets from that amount of lead and copper that you can from a blackout, right?
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, the reason that 5.56 is the price that it is because the U.S. military and every other NATO ally gobbles it up and they make it by the million. Well, there's no police agency that I know of in the world, no major one, and there's no major military in the world using blackout.
Right.
That means all of it is specialty ammo, basically. It is a specialty round. And when you hit your cart to a specialty cartridge, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm finding that out. I mean, I love the gun. I'm never getting rid of the gun. I don't even know what would I have to do to get rid of an NFA item? How does
that work? Oh, dude, we don't even have time to get into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, here's what you do. If you really wanted to go get rid of it, you go to a class 3 dealer and they would buy it from you.
Okay.
They would take it off your hands and they would assume responsibility for it and then do all the paperwork. That's what you'd have to do.
Well, I don't want to do that.
You sure can't sell it to your neighbor, Jim.
No.
That's for sure.
I know. That's not what I want to do. So what I'm doing is, I know this guy here. His name is Roger Ward. Now, Roger, you would probably like Roger because Roger where you are very practical in your applications and of everything you do, and you I know you look at some of the stuff I talk about doing and just laugh about it. Roger, on the other hand, is so technically practical that it is pathetic. And Roger has CNC machines. He could turn barrels if he wants to. He does Cerakote. He makes holsters. He does all these things on the side. His day job is making machines for BMW and Michelin. And then over there, off in the corner, is his passion project. And so Roger built me a, which I'll send you a picture of this in a minute. He built me, I said, I want a 10-inch AR-15 pistol in 5.56. And I want it with the pistol brace tube on it that would accept a regular brace on it. So if it's, you know, that I can, an adjustable one. And I'll put the pistol brace on it for right now, but then I'm gonna join Second Amendment Foundation. That's the first thing I'm gonna do. Then the second thing I'm gonna do is farm want it.
You should cover all your bases there.
Or do you think I should wait to see how this works out once I get it?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? You know, we're far beyond the time where we just, what does the Constitution say the rules are?
Yeah.
Now we've just decided that we're going to allow three letter agencies that are unelected, that were not elected by the people, therefore not responsible to the people. We're going to let bureaucracies, you know, there have been, what, about 100 years worth of warnings, maybe more than 100 years, from various scholars and philosophers about the dangers of allowing bureaucracy to rule you.
Yep.
Being ruled by bureaucracy. Right. Matter of fact, about 240 years ago, some dudes with white wigs wrote a document about the dangers of bureaucracy.
Yep.
But you may, you know, well, what do I know? Just a dude being a dude.
Just a dude being a dude. Well, but you're a practical dude. You're a practical dude that would be quite... I'm sure you would cause quite the consternation among the bureaucratic dudes.
My first question would be, where in the Constitution does it grant you the authority to do anything that you're doing?
You know what they would fall to, and this is the thing. This is a very interesting thing that I find to their answer, because they get asked that sometimes. They get out there and they say, well, you know, all we're doing is enforcing the law, you know, the NFA and the Gun Control Act. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. All we're doing is mm-hmm. enforcing that. But mm-hmm. they can't answer the question about where in the Constitution does that say you can do that.
Yeah, where in the Constitution does it give you the authority to create that law?
Right.
Oh, we're nerf for democracy. Here's the thing. The United States of America is not and never has been for one day a democracy.
Yep.
Anybody who uses the word democracy in reference to the United States of America is a liar.
That's mob rule.
That is mob rule, and our founders knew it. They knew that every example of democracy in the history of the world always devolved to mob rule. And who could bribe who?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah,
but we don't. We didn't come here to talk about politics today.
No, we didn't.
In government, we came here to talk about skill,
technique,
and education,
technique.
Yeah, that's
education,
right.
Education, all that other stuff, which I'm working on. I'm working on that hard. I'm doing things. I mean, I'm doing. I'm gonna tell you the other little thing I did. When we get back. Because I don't have time to start that. But this is all in the move, in the drive to being one of the alumnuses of the Student of the Gun tribe. Or whatever we call this. It's been a while. I've got my tactical response sheepskin over there, but I need to add to my skill set. So. And to that end, let's talk about this before we head into the break. The book is called How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. Where do they find that, Paul?
Oh, it's this little website called Amazon.
Amazon.
You may have heard of it. Yeah. You get it as a paperback or as a Kindle version. I recommend paperback.
Paperback. Own books. Owning books. All this digital stuff. Nobody can ever answer the question for me. When you die, what happens to all of your digital property? It doesn't really exist. All I'm doing is buying permission. I'm buying permission to look at it, to use it, to listen to it. So.
That's right.
Anyway, you know, it's beside the point. Talking to Paul Markle, Student of the Gun. Got a new book out. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back, talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. In anticipation of this, in anticipation of me starting to go through this book, because I've got a couple of other things here that we'll talk about later, but I'm really going to work on my tactics knowing that Paul was going to be here, I was putting a few things in place. But yesterday, Paul, I had an instance of sheer stupidity. I know you won't believe it. So my son comes to me and he's going to work. And my son has the benefit of getting some of the stuff that I get. I'm sure your sons enjoy some of the stuff that you get, too. And yep. Core Essentials used to be a sponsor, and they had sent me some belts. Right? My son had taken a Core Essentials belt a long time ago, and I mean, he killed it. He absolutely just wore it to death. And he comes to me and says, "Hey, man, my belt is just wore a slap out. I picked it up, and gosh, he was right." So then we go looking, and I find another Core belt that hasn't been cut down yet because you cut them to size, and we get it cut to size, and I give it to him. And then I look around, and I have no belts. And all the belts that I had prior to losing weight are too big. I have no gun belt at all. Even my old DeSantis gun belt, which I couldn't get on in the first place, now it was too big. So, I had to go on the gun belt hunt yesterday. I found a couple. What kind of gun belt do you recommend? Because that's very paramount to being a better shooter than a Navy SEAL, right?
One that goes in your belt loops or an external belt, like a duty belt.
Yeah. So,
which one?
Well, I'm just talking about one that goes in your belt loops. I have a two-piece belt.
Yeah, the one that I'm wearing right now, that I've been wearing for over 10 years, is one from the Wilderness Tactical. I think we talked about it previously.
I think we did.
Yeah, didn't I send you to the website? But yeah, the Wilderness Tactical makes fantastic belts. There's a lot of people who make good belts, but this one's one of my favorites. I mean, I've been wearing it, like I said, for going on 10 years now. And it could probably be replaced, but it doesn't need to be. It's still good. And then, you know, for an outside belt, if I decide I'm going to do, like in the book, on the cover of the book, what I'm wearing right there is I'm wearing a Blackhawk rig. It's a Blackhawk belt and a Blackhawk holster.
Right.
One of their newer holsters.
Is this one of the ones that you press the button on?
The holster?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but it has a thumb release. Okay. So when you reach down and you get your grip, your thumb falls onto the paddle. Yeah, kind of. Only better. Yeah, the Safariland ones, I've worn those suckers out. I haven't worn this one out yet. Actually, and I discovered when I was contracting, one of the pieces of gear that we issued to our troops was a Safariland drop leg holsters. I think they were called the ALS or something. I can't remember.
Right.
But, you reach down and your thumb would push the bail. They had what they called a bail, which was over the top. And when you got your master grip, you push down on that, push it out of the way, and then draw. And I discovered that after you do so many, several, I don't know, 10,000 draws, that piece will just give out.
Yeah.
And I contacted Safariland. I was like, "Hey, you have a replacement part?" And they're like, "Yeah, the replacement part is called a new holster. That's what it's called." I said, "Okay."
I need to look up and see what kind of holster this is, because I'm looking for a holster to go on my belt. I have a Omnivore. What do you think about that?
I never played with those. I never really played with those. The one that I've got is specifically designed for a G17 with an optic.
Right.
Because it has the protective hood that, when the gun is in the holster, you kind of roll the little hood air thing up and it just adds a little measure of protection for the optic on the gun.
Is yours a T-Series?
Yeah, it basically, it's designed for a pistol that has a Streamlight T1 on it, because the locking mechanism doesn't actually grab the gun itself. The locking mechanism grabs the light, because the light is obviously wider, fatter, sticks out away from the actual frame itself. So it's a good holster. I've been using it for a couple of years. I was introduced to it, I think, in the summer of 2011. I was introduced to it, and I've been using it. Or was it 2020? I can't remember, brother. It doesn't matter. I've been using it since they first came out with them, and I have no complaints whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Omnivore just doesn't have that retention on it. Now, let's start with this part of it, because one of the lessons in the book is you have mastery of fundamentals is critical, and that's going to start with holster. Now, I've seen many a holster out there where people run around and they're running around into this or that, and they get out there and their gun falls clean out of it. How important is it to have a holster with this? This is a level 3. You're running a level 3?
I don't know what it's called. You know, I think Safariland is actually the company that came up with the holster levels, the security
right.
levels.
Well, I mean,
and I think they did that. I think they, well, yeah, but the thing is, once somebody establishes that, then it kind of sets the precedent and everybody else has to fall in line.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure the Safariland is the one who came up with the different holster levels. Because when I became a cop in 91, there were no levels. It was just a holster with a retention system. And most of the time it was just a thumb brake snap. But then Safariland came up with the SS3, which had a thumb brake, and then you had a secret little index finger paddle that you had to, you know, hit. And so everybody was in an arms race to come up with the best duty holster with the most security features. And of course, chiefs, you know, your chief or your sheriff, they're all about, they got super scared of the disarming boogeyman.
Right.
And I mean, it was to read articles or to read press releases or to read advertisements from holster companies, you'd think that cops were getting disarmed every day.
Yeah.
Like that it was happening in every city, every single day, cops were having their guns taken out of their holsters. It wasn't true. I mean, it happened, but the way they portrayed it, it was like, man, when you go on duty today, someone's going to take the gun out of your holster. And so the solution, and see this, and that goes back to the book. The solution is always, is what? For Americans, is it training and skill?
Should be.
No. The solution is always buy something new.
Oh,
that's the solution. The solution wasn't, you know, for every department that said, oh, we have to have new duty holsters. We have to have the Safariland SS3 to keep our guys safe. And you would ask them, how much weapon, you know, how often do you do weapon retention training for your troops? And they're like, what? Well, they did that in the academy. Okay, they did that in the academy, but this cat here has been out of the academy for 7 years. When's the last time he did weapon retention training?
Hang on for me. I want to hear some more of this. We'll be right back. Talking to Paul Markle, Student of the Gun. The new book is out, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. Get it at Amazon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. The White House is taking action to counter the surge in reported anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses in the wake of the Israel-Hamas conflict. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security are collaborating with campus and local law enforcement to address any threats. The U.S. currently does not support a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby today said that U.S. officials are collaborating with their Israeli counterparts to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. The United Auto Workers strike has ended after 6 weeks as the union reached a tentative agreement with GM. This follows prior agreements with Stellantis and Ford, marking a resolution with all of Detroit's major Big Three automakers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. New book is out, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. You're talking about retention. Is that taught in your book? Do you talk about that in the book?
No, that's a tactics thing. I only wanted the book to be so thick.
Right.
But it goes back to the main premise. And the main premise is that you have to make a decision. Am I going to actually get training and develop skill, or am I going to buy stuff? Whether it's weapons retention or whether it is, you know, being able to put the bullets where they need to be on demand all the time. People in our world, we want to focus on, there's nothing wrong with quality gear. I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with quality gear.
Right.
But we've taken it to to bizarre, strange levels where we are convinced that I've been hearing this for 30 years. Well, you know, this is going to be better. It's going to be more accurate if it had fill in the blank. You know, if it had a match barrel, this is going to be more accurate if it had a match trigger. This is going to be more accurate. You know, if I get new sights. Now, do I believe that sights are important? Absolutely, I believe that sights are important. But if somebody tells me, oh man, my pistol shoots low left because the sights are off. No, it doesn't. Your pistol shoots low left because you're launching the bullets low left. It has nothing to do with the sights. It has to do with you. We always want to buy stuff because that's easy. And what's easier, sitting on your couch, buying something off of Amazon, or getting off of the couch and going to the range and engaging in training? Paying for the training, traveling to the training, and doing the training.
Right.
Well, it sure would be, you know, it's way easier to just order parts off of, I'll go to Brownells and I'll order all these competition match grade parts and I'll have the best gun in the world.
Right.
When I was, you know, and I mentioned this in the book, when I was working as a small arms and tactics instructor for the military, I was a contractor during GWAT, and I taught thousands of troops a year. We had a program called Expeditionary Combat Skills, and they had to shoot their M9 Beretta pistols, and they had to shoot the M4 carbines, and they had to, you know, shoot, and they carried them both at the same time, and yada, yada. Well, here's the deal. Every single student, you know, whether we had a class of 50, 60, 80, 100 students, all of them were using identical guns. They were mil-spec, straight out of the armory. The only difference between the guns was the serial numbers, right? They were all stock. They were all exactly the same.
Right.
So if the guns were all the same, why is it that in some classes we had people that did exceptionally well, qualified as experts, and then we had some people who qualified barely? They may were marksmen, or some of them had to be, recycled. They had to recycle some of them because they couldn't pass. It wasn't the gun, because nobody had an advantage over anybody else. Nobody had,
like a stock
nobody
car
showed
race.
Up to the, yeah, nobody showed up to the range with a match grade competition M9 with a, you know, a 2 pound trigger and a match barrel, blah, blah, blah. No, everybody was running the same thing. So what was the difference? The difference was the operator. The difference was the dedication level. The difference was the human. And, you know, we would have people, you know, when I was working with the troops, it wasn't just brand new troops. We would have guys who would show up who had been in, you know, they'd been in for 9, 10 years, sometimes longer. We had officers, we had, you know, senior NCOs come through the school. And occasionally, or maybe once every other class or something, we would have somebody who was, you know, older. And they're like, oh, and they would be doing not well. And they would make a comment like, oh, if I had my, fill in the blank, if I had my Kimber, if I had my whatever, I'd be doing better. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Because all blasters are blasters, man. They all have triggers. They all have basic sights. They all, sure, you might be able to tighten up your, you know, if you're shooting a 2-inch group with a stock gun, and then you get your custom whatever, maybe you can shoot a 1.5-inch group. But if you're shooting bullets all over the target and it looks like you're patterning a shotgun, don't tell me, oh, if I had my Kimber, I'd be doing way better. No, you wouldn't. Stop telling yourself that lie. It's a lie. And how do people get better? Dedication. It's all in all shooting, good shooting is between your ears. It's not in the holster. It's not in a box. It doesn't show up in a brown truck, you know, with UPS on the side of it. Mastery of shooting is all between your ears. And that's why I spent the first 3 chapters talking about that.
Well, I believe that now. I fully believe that now. As you know, I've had fancy stuff come through here. I will continue to have fancy stuff coming through here. But now the gun that I call my primary and my secondary, which are both set up, I'm waiting on my sights will be here on the 1st. As soon as my accurate sights are here for my Glock 17, I will have 2 guns that are set up the same way. One a 45, one a 17. And those are the 2 guns I want to carry because, one, I figured out one thing about technique just from somebody observing, and I felt like an idiot when we made that observation. And, two, I don't care about them. I'm not attached to them. I'm just going to stick them out there and run them. And I've got enough ammo to go out there and dedicate myself to the task of running them. So every time I go out, whatever it is I'm going to go review, every time I go out, I'm going to take one of these Glocks and I'm going to take one of my ARs and I'm going to run them for the familiarization and the reps. Trying to learn how to shoot better than a Navy SEAL, which Do Navy SEALs actually shoot really good? Is that a really good thing to aspire to be?
Yeah, see, I've been waiting for this question. You know, one of the things that this mythology that we've accepted is that everybody who earns a Trident is a master firearm shooter, is a master level instructor. And, you know, is every Marine a master level instructor? No. Is every SEAL a master level instructor? No. Just because they earned a Trident doesn't make them a master level instructor.
Right.
I've stood next to, you know, I was a contractor with SEALs, and I was a contractor with Green Berets. I was a contractor with Rangers and recon dudes and, you know, Air Force pararescue dudes. And I've been there with all of them and for years and years and years. And this mythology that just because somebody, and I'm not trying to attack Navy SEALs on purpose, despite what the title says. But the fact is, you know, there's no sacred cows out there. You're judged by what you do and your performance. And that's how it should be. That really is how it should be. And, but, you know, we're probably coming up on another break, but before we finish today, I'm going to challenge you.
Sure.
I'm going to give you a challenge and see what you think about it.
Okay, well, that's cool. The book is called How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEALs by Paul G. Markle. You can find it on Amazon.com. You can get a physical book, which I recommend getting the physical book, because you can go into the physical book and, you know, make notes and all this other stuff and save parts that you want to look at. And on the other hand, with a digital book, it's just digital. So go find it at Amazon.com, How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. Just look up Paul G. Markle and then you can do rock, paper, scissors and figure out which book to buy. The website is called Student of the Gun, which is very... I just like the title. I hate that he got it first. But he's got it, so he's the professor. I wish I had thunk about that back in the day when I was putting things together in my head. But anyway, we'll be right back. Talking to Paul Markle, this is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line, and I'm talking with Paul Markle, the student of the gun, where I've learned the hard lesson after, after running around and shooting all these fancy guns all these times. I learned one thing about technique that is right down the alley of this, which is that the fundamentals make all the difference, and it's not the gun, it's the me. And, Paul, I guess, just looking at what I've seen in the book, he emphasizes that point.
Well, your gear is supposed to enhance your existing skill.
Right.
Gear is not supposed to be a replacement for skill.
Right.
And that's what Americans want to do. They want to buy stuff to purchase their way around training. They want to purchase their way around the 10,000 hours of practice.
Right.
They want to purchase their way. And that's not the world. That is not how the universe works. You know, the universe doesn't work like that. That would be like if you had a bunch of disposable income and you went on the internet and you shopped for the most expensive guitar you could find. And you ordered that guitar and it was sent to you. Awesome. Cool. Now you own an expensive guitar. That doesn't give you, you're not going to, outplay Eddie Van Halen or Jimi Hendrix because you spent a bunch of money on a guitar. You know, Eddie Van Halen did majestic, magical things with a guitar. He was poor and broke. If you ever read his biography, he was poor and broke. That red and black and white striped guitar,
right.
He built that. The neck he bought, it was what did he say it was? It wasn't it was an irregular or something like that. He went to a music shop and he bought it. It was an irregular and he assembled that. You know, he probably had $200, maybe $250, into that guitar. And look what he did with that guitar.
Well, that's one of those things. I firmly believe now, for the first time, that it's never been, my issues have never been about the tool I've been taking to the range. I mean, to the point of, I look at certain things and I look at certain details and I figured out that the details are what gummed me up. Would you agree with that?
Oh, well, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I got one for you.
Sure.
Are you ready for it?
Sure.
Okay. So we were talking, I believe last time we were on here, we were talking about the situation that we're the potential problem we're facing in our world with the jihadists and the people all hopped up on drugs and you know, we have to have that mirror conversation. Do I have, because you can't trick yourself into having confidence. You can trick other people, you know, but you can't fool yourself. You know, you can put on a BS face and other people, convince other people, but you can't fool yourself. And so when it comes to, if you have genuine confidence with a firearm in your hand, it's because you earned it. And I came up with a drill the other day. I was on the range, and you know about the Eli Dickens story, the Greenwood, Indiana Mall, that right. The kid who saved all those people. He saved dozens of people's lives because he took action. And, you know, the media, the mainstream media won't talk about it because it demonstrates the lie that they've been, you know, it puts the reality to the lie that they've been telling about citizens carrying guns. But when that kid, when he realized that he needed to take action, he was 40 yards away from the bad guy. And, you know, we've been saying this for years. Yeager said it. Farnham says it. Hackthorne says it. If you ever find yourself in a situation where there's an active, a mass murderer who wants to just kill innocent people, you have to turn their attention away from murdering innocent, unarmed people to you. You have to change their mind. And how do you change their mind? How do you get their attention? You put bullets into them.
Yeah.
And that's how you get their attention. Well, what if they're 40 yards away? Do you have the confidence? And I'm not talking about, you know, shooting the X out of the target at 5 yards. I'm talking about, could you put a bullet into a human torso at 40 yards? So what I did, I just came up with a little drill. And what I know about this kid, Eli Dickin, is he comes across as a very humble human being. And I don't think he would want something named after him. So the technique I came up with, or the drill I came up with, is called the 40-20-25. And I just mimicked what the kid did. So I went to the range. I parked my truck 40 yards away from the target. And, so for the first four rounds, cause he stabilized himself on a trash can to fire the first four shots at that scumbag. And then the scumbag flinched and looked around, was still moving, and he realized I got to. So he ran from cover to another cover. So he was only 20 yards away. Sheriff fired four more shots. The scumbag went down, but was still trying to get away. Still had the rifle, still trying to get away, trying to crawl away, trying to get to cover. And so it is, you know, in the moment, he's like, I got to stop this guy. So he left cover, ran up, stopped 25 feet away, fired two more rounds. Then the bad guy stopped moving. Forensics, autopsy, you know, post-shooting investigation, they discovered that out of 10 rounds, this kid, this 20-year-old kid, scored 8 hits out of 10. And they believe that from 40, that two of the four hit him. That's pretty darn good. He was using, I think he was Glock 19 with stock sights and ball ammo. So the drill is, it's the 40-20-25, and I set the range up. So first four shots off the hood of the truck. I just used the truck as a stabilizer. You can use anything you want, but that was just convenient. And then I had just your normal trash barrel that's on the range, the 55-gallon drum.
Right.
Run up to that at 20 yards. No stabilization there. Just hide behind it. Use cover. Fire four more shots, and then run up. And I put a big rock on the ground at 25 yards and ran, or 25 feet. Ran up. Stop there. Two more. And I just, you know, my scoring was, it was a human sized silhouette paper. I just took a cardboard and silhouette and put, you know, paper over it so it'd be easy to find the holes. Do that and see if you get 8 out of 10, you know, see if you get 8 out of 10. And, if you did, great. If you didn't, keep trying. But here's the trick. You have to do it with your carry gun, your carry holster, your carry ammo, and your carry glasses. And if you wear prescription glasses, right, what can you expect? You know, if you are sitting in a restaurant or a church or a mall or whatever, and some idiot walks out of the bathroom with a rifle and decides right. They're going to slaughter people,
right?
You got to run with what you brung. No going home to get your match grade $2,000 Salient Glock. You got to use what's in your pocket, man, or what's on your hip.
Right.
That's a reality check.
I'm going to throw my glasses off, though, because my glasses, I don't know what it is, but when I'm looking downrange, I don't need my glasses on.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You're farsighted?
I guess so. I must be, because if, especially if I, like, if I'm trying to blur the sight, or if I've got an optic and I got my glasses on, I've got a ghost image with an optic, and I'm just not getting a good sight picture with my glasses on with standard optics. Or standard sight.
Well,
excuse me.
Well, that's the good news. That's good for you.
Just throw them off. Anyway, the book is called How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL. We're going to talk more and more about this as we go, because the fundamentals, developing a good set of fundamentals is going to make you a more proficient gunfighter. That's what, you know, the professor, do you care about saying that you teach gunfighting?
No.
No?
No. Oh, but before I let you go, I asked Zach, I did that drill and we recorded it as a video.
Yeah.
So I'm having Zachary edit it, and he's going to put it up. And so if you guys want to see what it looks like, just go to Student of the Gun and follow our socialist media.
I do want to see what that looks like.
The video will be out there.
Okay. Well, send me a copy of the video when you get it. The book is not a long book, and it doesn't need to be a long book, because the fundamentals are very short, you know, training versus practice. Don't confuse the two things. Training would be me going to Paul and sitting down and saying, teach me, Obi-Wan. Practice is what I do after he's taught me and I go home and I'm working on the technique. That's the difference. Anyway.
Yep.
Thank you very much for joining me today. StudentOfTheGun.com.
Thanks for having me.
Go check out the blowout kits and the books and the video products and all the other stuff there. I myself, while I sit here and try to read, I will be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, if you'd be so kind, maybe you remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.